I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Daniel Skoog, who is the Maple Product Manager at MapleSoft, and we're talking about the booth that MapleSoft will have at the upcoming joint mathematics meetings. And so, Daniel, can you tell us about the booth? Why should attendees come visit you?
Sure thing. Well, lots of reasons. I'll start with probably the most interesting one, certainly swag. So we've always got lots of great giveaways at our booth. So that's kind of one of the things we see every single year is people always come over just to visit us, just to see kind of what latest things we have available at our booth are. But perhaps a little bit more important than that is I would encourage any attendee to come by our MapleSoft booth just to have some great conversations. So I'll be there. They can stop to talk to myself, any other members of our team. They can ask questions about Maple. In fact, we'll have a couple of our developers on hand as well. So if they want to ask some more detailed questions or request some new features for the next version of Maple, we'll be there. We'll be available, ready for them to talk to. As well, attendees can also chat with our sales team. They can learn more about ways that schools are saving cash using Maple, as well as learn more about some of our special promotions specially designed for joint math.
And now we're talking about MapleSoft. You recently, there's been a little bit of a split in the company, right?
That's right, yeah. So we did spin-off, so we are now two companies. You'll see Digital Ed as a sister company to us. We still work kind of very closely with Digital Ed. They provide some more online testing and assessment solutions, but they're still using Maple as their computation engine. So you'll see us kind of working fairly closely together, but at the same time, you'll continue down the path of working with Maple, Maple Sim, and all the other solutions that we sell.
And what's the best thing about MapleSoft?
That's a good question. I'll answer this kind of more from my personal side. So part of my role at MapleSoft is I work a lot with research and development, and we work on our core Maple math engine. And I'd say probably the best thing about MapleSoft, and certainly the most interesting part of my day, is getting to work with a talented group of mathematicians, computer scientists, as well as liaising with classroom instructors. And what we're doing is building tools that really enhance the experience of students learning math. And not only that, for instructors, we're also producing classroom-ready material. So I think it's kind of interest to them because they can just use whatever we're producing and save themselves a lot of preparation time. So I do find it really exciting, especially watching how a software package like Maple can fit into today's classroom. And we're kind of working on these tools that literally bring the textbooks to life, we'll say. And seeing how Maple generates step-by-step solutions to integration problems, maybe visualizing geometries, analyzing data, or just generally pushing the boundaries of computational math. It's really exciting to see how we're solving these exceedingly complicated problems, and it's really definitely a big part of what we do here at MapleSoft.
Huh. And Daniel, is there anything you'd like to add, either about the booth or the company?
Nothing for now, but I would just encourage everybody to stop by our booth, come by, just say hello. Even if you're, you know, if you haven't used Maple for a long time, just come by and say hello to us. If you're curious to hear a little bit more about what we're doing, it's just a good opportunity to come by and learn a little bit more about us.
All right, that's Daniel Skoog, who's the Maple product manager. He's been talking about the booth at the upcoming joint mathematics meetings. And as he pointed out, there's swag there, and so you can learn and benefit in both ways. Daniel, thanks very much.
Thank you.